I once saw a teenager wearing a t-shirt, which was I really liked, but it is especially appropriate for people of that age. The t-shirt said, "If it's not on the test, I don't care." And I laughed at it a little bit. It was kind of funny and entertaining, but it reveals, I think, to a great degree, the struggle that we have in any kind of education, not just formal education. We want people to learn, but we have to find a way to measure the learning with less than complete methods, like testing. And the measuring system, the test, sometimes becomes the goal instead of being a means to accomplish the end or the goal of educating students. This is, as I say, not only in formal education, but in all human systems and quests. The goal in human existence overall is found in our gospel today. It is to be rich toward God. We are asked, how can we thrive on this earth while still minding our place in heaven? These questions are among the ones brought to bear in today's reading. The man that we hear about needs to know that he's economically secure, but then he becomes so focused on the means of being secure that he invites anxiety over keeping his wealth and expanding it. So instead of peace, his money ends up bringing him more worry. Luke says, "But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves but are not rich toward God." It takes vigilance, I think, and self-awareness to avoid letting the means become the end. Physical human life is the means, not the end, of what humans are called to be. We are to use this life and everything in it to seek and glorify God. If we have prosperity, we have to realize that it is a means, it is a condition, it is not the goal itself. To be clear, though, I want to say that prosperity and financial success, money, these things are not wrong. They are not evil. Many people misquote Scripture, saying money is the root of all evil. The actual quote in Scripture speaks of the love of money. 1 Timothy says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness." In other words, whatever your level of economic success, choose to be rich toward God. For that is the goal of human life. God tells us, let go of your concern about how you're going to do on the test, and learn to live with depth and generosity and compassion. Money is not a problem, but letting money drive everything in your life is a danger. That is when the means takes priority over the end. If we concern ourselves too much with the system and not with the goal of the system, we might as well get the t-shirt. If it's not on the test, I don't care. In today's gospel, we have two different dimensions, two different lessons, I think, at least two. One is don't let the means become the end. And the other is to let go of any need we have to put ourselves above others. How do these two pieces fit together in this story from Luke? Worrying about the test, about what we're in the middle of here on earth, means you can care too much about how we do compared to others. Learning means you forget the measurements and the competition and concern yourself with making yourself better, more Christ-like, more loving. Money, like many other pursuits, hurts us. where it becomes the end and not the means. And any such pursuit is dangerous to our souls and to our spirituality if they place us in conflict with one another. We would be much more at peace if we could quit worrying about winning, on making ourselves look better, and focus instead on learning to be better. Because if we focused on our own spirituality instead of on comparing ourselves with the next person, I think we'd find some very productive and helpful results. I think we would again learn how to have conversation with someone we disagree with instead of just verbally sparring with them. When's the last time that you had a conversation, an actual conversation, with someone you disagree with? If we could focus on making ourselves more Christ-like, we would begin to remember how to compromise instead of making everything about winning and losing. If we could focus on ourselves in terms of our relationship with God, we find peace and we find depth and growth. A few weeks ago, we had the story of Martha and Mary. And Martha goes to Jesus and basically rats her out and says, "I'm in here doing all the work and she's in there sitting by you, and this isn't fair." What if Martha, instead of trying to get Mary in trouble or make herself look better, what if Martha had just focused on her own spirituality, on her own relationship with God, and let it go at that? And what if the questioner in today's gospel focused on forgiving instead of on marshaling opinion and forces against the one who hurt him? Part of the gospel reading says, someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." Jesus doesn't take up that competition. We have tests. We have these means in our lives. And we really love them because they can be very neat and tidy. They can allow us to let go of issues and priorities which are hard to sustain, hard to accomplish, and sometimes impossible to check off a list. I think one reason we crave rules is that because with rules we can consult the list, check things off, let go, and move on. When the test is over, we can let go of the information we memorized and claim success. But a student is never done with learning. We do not learn so that we can do well on the test. We learn so that we can be complete, so that we can become what we are called to become. And in our spiritual lives, if we look for rules which will allow us to turn away from a relentless loving of God and neighbor, we have become so focused on the test that we fail to do what we're created to do. You know that there are places in the Gospels where Jesus tells us not to focus on food and clothing and all of those kinds of aspects of earthly life. And I don't believe Jesus is telling us to live the life of the ascetic where we give all of that up. He is simply reminding us not to let our things possess us. It has always been a challenge for God's people to live in this space where we have to do earthly things and to allow this space to join the divine and the human, the physical and the immortal. We come here and gather here to ask, what precisely are we individually and collectively called to by God? How do we use the measuring systems of church and culture, flawed as they may be, to help us find our calling and to live it out? How do we keep the measuring systems from getting in the way of the original goal? way to find rules and a list that will allow us to check something off neatly, efficiently. We have become too focused on the test. And we've let the means become the end. The bad news is, none of this is on the test. But it is the very reason we are here. We cannot ever prove that we've learned it adequately and then let it go, because none of what we are called by God to do is on the test. The good news? It is the good news of God in Christ. And the good news is that there never was a test to begin with.